you know, expressing, do you have the feeling that you had sufficient input on decision making? If that's a fair question, if not, why?
No, it's a very fair question. And I think my answer I would give to that is no. But it's for a different reason. You see, in my case, I inherited from Bainbridge. And now Bainbridge, he had a rather curious attitude toward this ground control of interception. Let me just describe what the English did quite successfully with this. They had, for telling that the other fellow was up in the air, they had these long wave things on great big masts. They call that the chain home. Then when they were getting a little closer, they had a different set they called a chain home low. And that was to detect them 100 miles out. The other one was 300 miles out, 100 miles out. Now, you've got your planes up by the time the chain home low. Where do they go to get to shoot them down? Shoot the enemy down. So they had another one, even closer in, they called ground control and interception. That was what Bainbridge decided to do. Of all things, he concluded that the way to do this was with two 584 sets. Not quite 584, but one on the fighter that was going to shoot down and one on the bomber. There were those two. And then his economical mind shrank that down to one, going from one to the other. And this was the concept which he set up in the IR group was originally supposed to do. It was a smash hit on the carriers, the aircraft carrier. And Bainbridge was exactly the engineer for that. He knew all the detailed things that could be worked with. He knew how you, on an aircraft carrier, you got all this as well as everything else.
You've got the pitch and roll.
How to work the pitch and the roll and the yaw and everything in, and how the stable element worked and all of that. And they did build a thing for aircraft carriers called SM, which was on SM.
SM. Yes.
And that went on all the fresh carrier. It was wonderful. High priority work. The thing that he did after that was to try to sell this to the Army and the Air Force. And the Army and the Air Force wouldn't buy it. They had no... See, you can't put two big sets on an aircraft carrier. The aircraft carrier is loaded already. They're almost ready to go over it anyhow. But the Army wanted instead, they wanted a thing that would give them a good planned position, accurate location for as far as the plan goes, and they wanted a separate thing to find height. And he resisted that, and I found myself having to maintain his policy, and I didn't like it. I would have gone provided what the Army did. And in the end, we did. The thing they call the MEW has become the model for all radars you see in the airports.